Part 5. New publicly traded securities. Psych Maricon Castillon reports about six companies that issued or will issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed in their Chapter 11 cases in February 2012. These are Jobson Medical Information Holdings, Trailer Bridge, William Lyon Homes, Great Atlantic and Pacific T, Enter One, and Peak Broadcasting. Jobson Medical Information Holdings, LLC, filed in early February for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan, armed with a prepackaged bankruptcy plan that gives the company 3 more years to pay off its loan and grants it secured lender equity in the new company. The debtor reached an agreement with lender General Electric Capital Corp. after beginning negotiations last August to restructure its $117.3 million loan, which matured December 1, 2011. The new loan, which has the same principal amount, will mature December 14, 2014. In exchange for the extension, GE Capital will receive 20% equity in the company. Unsecured creditors, with claims totaling about $2 million, will be paid in full. The plan allows the Class A shareholders to retain 80% of the new stock. The existing Class B shareholders retain nothing. Bankruptcy Judge Sean Lane was slated to hold a combined hearing on March 5th on the adequacy of the disclosure statement and the confirmation of the prepackaged plan. Trailer Bridge filed with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court a first amended Chapter 11 plan of reorganization and related disclosure statement. On the effective date, the reorganized debtor will obtain new financing in the approximate amount of $31 million. Funds from the exit facility will be used to satisfy the DIP facility claims, support other payments required to be made under the plan, pay transaction costs, and fund working capital and other general corporate purposes of the reorganized debtor following the effective date. The corporate governance documents of the reorganized debtor will provide for the authorization of and issuance of new common stock in the reorganized debtor to the holders of allowed noteholder deficiency claims, which will be subject to dilution based upon the issuance of new common stock issued pursuant to any new management incentive plan as set forth in Article 4 of the plan, and allowed old common interests. If creditors accept and the plan is technically proper, secured noteholders owed $86.3 million will receive a new secured note for $65 million plus some of the new stock for a projected 75% recovery. Unsecured claims, not including noteholders' deficiency claims, total $4.5 million to $6.5 million. Unsecured creditors are to split up to $3.5 million cash. If they don't take home an 85% recovery in cash, they also receive some of the new stock and warrants. The projected recovery from unsecured creditors is 65% to 95%. If unsecured creditors accept the plan and receive 85% cash, existing shareholders will receive 15 cents for each old share, or some of the new stock. The bankruptcy court in Jacksonville, Florida, scheduled a March 16th confirmation hearing to approve both the disclosure statement and the plan. William Lyon Homes emerged from its voluntary prepackaged Chapter 11 reorganization, with the effectiveness of its plan of reorganization having occurred on February 25th. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court confirmed the company's prepackaged plan of reorganization on February 10th, just 53 days after its plan and related petitions were filed. Upon emergence from Chapter 11 protection, approximately $180 million in principal amount of debt will be eliminated as part of the recapitalization plan, resulting in a 37% reduction in overall debt. Annual cash interest expense will also be reduced by nearly $25 million, or approximately 45% compared with current levels. The plan exchanges the notes for equity and generates $85 million in new cash. Holders owed $300 million on senior unsecured notes are to exchange the debt for $75 million in new secured notes plus 28.5% of the common equity. The Lyon family will invest $25 million in return for 20% of the common stock and warrants for another 9.1%. Senior secured lenders led by Colfin WLH Funding LLC, an affiliate of real estate finance and investment company Colony Financial Inc., would receive a new $235 million 10.25% 3-year secured note for existing secured claim of at least $206 million in principal. There will be a rights offering to buy $10 million in common stock and $50 million in convertible preferred stock, representing 51.5% of the new equity. A noteholder has agreed to buy any of the offering that isn't purchased. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court confirmed Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company's first amended joint plan of reorganization, dated February 17, 2012, despite objections filed by several parties. The plan provides for, among other things, $490 million in financing from Yucaipa companies, cancellation of existing equity interests, and zero recovery for shareholders. UKIPA's Ron Burkle will be chairman of the reorganized entity. EnerOne Inc., said the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan, has confirmed its prepackaged plan of reorganization, as modified, which clears the way for the company to emerge from its Chapter 11 reorganization by mid-March. The plan provides for a restructuring of the company's long-term debt and the infusion of up to $86 million of new equity funding, which will support the continued operation of EnerOne subsidiaries. In addition to the new equity funding, the holders of existing senior notes, the convertible notes, and a line of credit have agreed to restructure their debt in a partial debt-for-equity exchange. All of the current common stock will be canceled when the plan becomes effective, and new common and preferred stock will be issued to both the current note holders and in consideration of the new equity funding that will flow into the company. The existing notes will be exchanged for a combination of cash, new equity, and new notes. EnerOne's plan is expected to become effective within the next 2 weeks. Peak Broadcasting received confirmation from the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Delaware of its reorganization plan, which was approved by the majority of the debtor's creditors. Mainly Oaktree Capital and Rabobank will become the new owners, pending approval by the Federal Communications Commission of license transfers. Nearly all of the equity at Peak is currently held by various Duff Ackerman and Goodrich investment funds, with CEO Todd Lawley and other execs having only small personal stakes. Under the plan, Peak's assets will go to a new company, with the senior creditors as the 100% owners. According to the plan, the first lien holders are owed $87.5 million. In addition to owning 100% of the new Peak, they'll also be issuing a new $37 million loan. Second lien debt of $18 million is held by Bernard National Loan Investors as successor to D.B. Zwirn Special Opportunities Fund. It will be paid $1,025,000 under the plan. Duff Ackerman and Goodrich will be paid $3.3 million for a senior second lien. Unsecured claims by creditors like Arbitron owed $38,000, Premier Radio Network owed $18,000, Katz Radio owed $17,000, and ASCAP $16,000, are unimpaired and are to be paid in full. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for February 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300. And that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune into our next monthly restructuring review on April 16th. Thank you for listening.